Right now, we're releasing an ancient secret weapon in our studio that you absolutely need. Next. Now, my guest, Roland Wharton, was always aware of the supernatural, but not knowing Jesus, it seemed so dark, even fearful. He wanted to be a professional musician, but at 17, after a failed recording contract, he decided, I'll go to college. And the supernatural became natural. So, Roland, let me take you back to those college days. What caused you to turn around like that?
Yeah. Sid, I bumped into our supernatural God, or should I say he ran into me. It was a transformative time. As you said, I was at rock bottom. I'd won a single songwriting competition that was national, that was on television. A record deal came out of that at 17 years old, but it all crashed. And I found myself living in the most difficult time of my life at 17, and God sent somebody to find me and to tell me about the supernatural. I was radically saved at college in the first month. So those of you who have kids that are going off to college, God can meet them right where they are. And it was a wonderful time of being mentored in the supernatural. My first pastor was Jean Darnell. She was one of the original disciples of Amy Semple McPherson.
For those not familiar with Amy, who was she?
Yeah, Amy Semple McPherson was an incredible female minister of the gospel in the 1920s and 30s in
LA. Which was unusual at that time.
Which was very unusual, was on television and radio and saw miracles, signs, and wonders in a ministry in a powerful way. And Jean, my first pastor, was one of her small group, her original group, back in the 30s.
But things really changed when you got baptized in the Holy Spirit. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in my room at college, in my college dorm, and I started speaking in tongues and actually didn't know what it was. I went to one of my friends and I said, hey, this has happened to me. Tell me what it is. And I just began speaking in my prayer language. And they said, oh, we know exactly what that is. But yeah, things really changed. And the visionary, seer, prophetic realm was really open to me at that time, pretty early on. A lot of dreams and visions and supernatural.
But you know, the thing that got me so excited and is going to get you excited, if I understood you right, here, you know nothing. Nothing. And you look at people's heads and you see words above them. What kind of words would you see?
Yeah. I was walking in the London business district in the middle of lunch, and London's one of the greatest financial capitals of the world. Lots of people. And suddenly, Sid, my eyes were open. I began to see words written across people's forehead in the spirit. And at the same time, also had a sense of the weight that those words carried. Some said shame. Some said difficulty. Some said strife. Some said depression.
But how would you even know what to do with those words?
You know, at that moment, I was as shocked as them. You know, I wasn't sure really what to do. It was an invitation from the Lord into a moment. I think he was actually putting me through sort of spiritual paces for what would come. And actually, this wasn't an exercise in doing something with that. It was an exercise in knowing, and it was an exercise in discerning, and it was an exercise into leaning in and saying yes to what the Father was opening my eyes to.
But another thing that fascinates me about Roland is his work with the underground church and the miracles and the people coming to know Messiah. Tell me a few of those miracles.
Yeah, there's a massive move of God going on in the Middle East, the country that we work in, Iran particularly.
Here's what I've been told by experts, that outside of China, the fastest growing church in the world, the last place you and I would think, Iran.
It's exactly right. It's one of the fastest growing churches in the world. And it's a movement of signs and wonders. It's a movement of miracles, lots of visions and visitations. One testimony from one of the networks that we work with, they were called into a meeting with quite an important person, thought they were in trouble. And actually, in a closed meeting, we're told the reason why we brought you here was our son was terminally ill. He was watching Christian television upstairs, and he was touched by Jesus, walked down the stairs, which he wasn't able to do, into our living room. What do we do about this person of Jesus? What do we do with this? Miraculous. Beautiful. Yeah. 8 out of 10 people that we know that have come to Christ from Iran, it's either through visions, dreams, or direct visitations from Jesus.
Tell me another person.
Yeah. This was here in Texas, where I'm from. It was a lady with a blind eye in the middle of worship. We began to release healing in the room, and her eye popped open supernaturally, medically blind. We have it verified, and screamed as you would if your eye suddenly opened. You know, it wasn't a reserve thing. She just began to explode, and her blind eye was open and healed in the presence of God.
In the atmosphere of God.
Yes, atmosphere of God.
All things are possible. Now, 15 years ago, I managed to pry this out of him. He doesn't share this too much. But 15 years ago, you had a new experience, and you were called up to heaven. Tell me about it.
Yeah. I don't talk about this a lot. But yeah, 15 years ago was an introduction, and it was a supernatural invitation and calling into rooms in heaven. One particular place that I visited several times, it became known to me aware that it was a nation strategy room.
What does that mean? For all nations?
Yeah, I believe so. It's a room where strategies over nations are debated, are talked about, are released. There's a council table there of which various leaders gather around. There's conversations with the Lord. There are those waiting at that table. There's angelic activity.
Did you by any chance see who those leaders were around the table?
Some of them, yes. I'm aware of who they are. There's councils that happen there. I'm aware of some of those leaders. Some have passed on now and are there in heaven, that part of that great clan of witnesses. And there are certain councils that gather together and over the strategies and over what Jesus is doing. Yeah, it's very, very powerful.
Does this happen often that you're caught up to these rooms in heaven?
It's reasonably regular. I really don't talk about this a lot because, I don't want it to be a flippant thing. It's a very holy thing.
Why is God doing this with you?
Why is God doing this? I don't know.
That's what I figured
because
you'd say.
He's really good, and he loves to show us things. I want to be someone that God can trust. So that's my biggest heart. And I think for the body of Christ here, I think God's looking for friends he can trust. And that's the cry of my heart. It's been the cry of my heart for a long time, that I'd be someone that God can trust.
Now, God revealed to you a powerful surprise weapon. Yes. What is that?
Yeah, it's a supernatural weapon that lives on the inside of every believer, and it's a supernatural power of joy.
And you just came out with a book called Surprising Power of Joy.
Yeah.
Why did you do this book at this time?
Yeah, I think that waves of joy have been released across the body of Christ for the last 2,000 years. I think there's some we don't know about and there's some we do. And, before COVID began to seek the Lord, and I felt that he was going to release a new wave of the power of his joy, not just for personal fulfillment for the body of Christ, but actually as a powerful weapon that would be released through us for the days to come. So this was pre-COVID, have no idea this was happening. And when I spoke to the publishers, I pitched that idea to them and they said, let's do it. And it was released. The book was released right in the middle of lockdown last year. So very interesting timing.
So it was a real, we Jewish people say a specherit. It's meant to be.
Yes.
It was a meant to be moment.
Absolutely.
But you have another gift. You can talk before a group, lay hands on people, or just speak. And this supernatural joy is released. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, first of all,
I think you're joyful right now.
I think I am. And our audience with us, you know, just lean in and receive this. It's ready for you and available to you right now as we speak. Just cultivating joy in my own life, Sid, but then realizing that God wants us to leak. The atmosphere that we're most aware of on the inside will be released around us. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit of peace, a Holy Spirit of love, but also of joy. And I love to see God's joy break out wherever I go.
Well, you know, in your book, this is what I really love about. The kingdom of God is not food or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
One third of our job description is joy.
Yeah.
Can we operate in supernatural joy? By the way, you at home, there's no reason why you can't bust through too.
That's right.
If we can operate in supernatural joy, it doesn't matter where we are in the book of Revelations or end times.
Yes.
It flat doesn't matter. Yeah. Because your kingdom that you are representing is joy. We all need more joy.
Yeah.
It'll be released when we return. Be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Roland Wharton's brand new powerful book, The Surprising Power of Joy, and his three-part audio CD series, Joy, Your Secret Weapon. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9770.
The nations are raging. Systems are blowing up, people are angry, and it's time really for believers to take their place on the battlefield and to really walk in the kind of joy that God has promised us to walk in.
You will receive Roland Wharton's brand new powerful book, The Surprising Power of Joy. You will reclaim supernatural joy, the forgotten fruit of the Holy Spirit, to release heaven's atmosphere wherever you go. Be empowered by supernatural joy to overcome the enemy's obstacles. Discover the powerful impact that joy can have on your everyday life. Disable and disempower the spirits of despair, depression, and hopelessness. Learn how to walk in a contagious spirit of joy that ministers to others and brings deliverance, healing, and salvation. Witness the supernatural impact that walking in spirit-empowered joy will have on your life, your family, and your world. Through this anointed three-part audio series, Joy, Your Secret Weapon, you will rediscover the supernatural joy of the Father. Get rid of Satan's joy blockers. Break through heaviness, depression, and despair. Disarm and dismantle religious spirits. Experience a heavenly flow of healing, miracles, and breakthroughs. Begin to release joy to others. Be strengthened for the great and seemingly impossible exploits that you are designed by God to achieve. Receive a powerful prayer of impartation as Roland releases supernatural joy upon you.
The joy of God is not just something to lift us on a gloomy day, but it is a weapon. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Don't miss out on getting Roland Wharton's brand new powerful book, The Surprising Power of Joy, and his three-part audio CD series, Joy, Your Secret Weapon. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9770. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9770 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Roland has been telling me that he works a great deal with the persecuted church throughout the world. And if people in a persecuted church, I mean, we have nothing compared to what they have as far as persecution here in the United States. But if people in that persecuted church, even in prisons, can operate in supernatural joy, how much more should we be able to? Tell me about the young pastor that was sent to 5 years of prison in Iran.
Yeah. Yeah, one of our friends, a young 30-year-old pastor was leading a network, was arrested. 120 people were arrested at that time, and he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. And we monitored him, watched, and prayed during that time.
And what's the difference between, say, prisons in a country, third world country like that, and prisons in, say, the United States?
Yeah, he was in solitary confinement for a year, and then in prison, a famous prison there that's not fun. Yeah, for a year. You know, those of you that are watching at home, we have friends that are martyred, that are in prison for long stretches of time. There are really, really difficult things that they walk through just to say that they are believers in Christ. And we've all been through pressure the last year. And I want to say to you that there's this supernatural joy. We're going to talk more about it, but it's really available to you right now, where you are, really available in ways that you've not seen it before. And you know, Sid, when that pastor came out of prison, I had the privilege of going to be with him. There was a large group of us around food, which usually happens in the Middle East. It was a feast, it was a celebration. I mean, I just want you to imagine friends being reconciled together that have walked that closely together after 5 years of someone being in prison. That was a celebration. I didn't know what I was going to find. Would he be crushed? Would he be defeated? Would he be aged? Would he be depleted? And he was the most joy-filled, overcoming person to be around that I'd seen in a long time. It was incredible. If God can keep someone in prison for 5 years like that, He can move through us.
I think that's a word for you. It's time for you to operate in supernatural joy, which begs the question, how do we get it?
Yeah. You know, joy is found in the Father. It's an inherent in the Father itself. We wouldn't experience joy in our world if it wasn't inherent in the Father Himself. And we know that Jesus was the ultimate joy giver. We know that Jesus released the power of joy through everything that He did. And we know that now the Holy Spirit has been given to us, to you and I, without measure. I believe that we are going to be saturated and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit in ways that we have never seen. So this power of joy goes with that. As we said, it's a third of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. And if the Bible says that the kingdom, third of the kingdom is joy, we might want to lean into it, apprehend it, and walk in it in a new, powerful way.
Now, when you're saying joy, it could be what we've seen of it in actually past generations, laughing in the Holy Spirit, but it's even more powerful than that. What is joy used for?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Sid, I believe that the body of Christ are going to be changing atmospheres wherever they go. We have spheres of influence, and you have spheres of influence God has given you, being that your school, your college, your workplace, the business that you own, everywhere that you have been given a sphere of authority. I believe that joy is to come, enough for you and enough to give away. Actually, strategies to infuse into your sphere of influence to make a difference. Joy is a powerful weapon. It's an overcoming weapon. And joy is to be our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We might want to lean in, grasp, take hold, allow that joy to permeate us and to be released through us to change our world.
You use the term, we are called by God to be brokers of joy. What does that mean?
That's right. You know, in Isaiah 61 says a very interesting thing. It says that we are receivers of joy, the oil of joy for gladness. It's a powerful transition. It's a powerful transformation that happens personally. Then it goes on to say, we are going to be oaks of righteousness that are planted by the Lord. But then it says even more than that in 61:4. It says that we are to rebuild, renew, and restore. That sounds like a mandate of transformation to me. So we're to go from those that are just receiving joy to those that are powerful distributors of it, those that are rebuild ruined cities, renew places long devastated, it says. So yeah, so much more powerful. It's going to include joy for us, but it's going to include joy for us to give away that changes and transforms culture.
So I could be operating in supernatural joy. That doesn't mean I'm just giggling at a table. That means I'm releasing the atmosphere of heaven.
Yes.
So I could be in a prison and release the atmosphere of heaven.
Yes.
I could be in a restaurant and release the atmosphere of heaven. I could be in my family and release the atmosphere of heaven. And what happens in the atmosphere of heaven?
Anything can happen in the atmosphere of heaven.
You use the term invincible joy.
Yes, invincible joy. Let's talk about that. You know, as I said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And invincible joy is what God wants to give us. Psalm 2 is a very interesting psalm for me. It's one of my favorites. It's a psalm that doesn't anywhere speak to God. It speaks from God. What does it start with? Why do the nations rage? This is something that we're still asking today. The nations are raging. They're in chaos. They're in turmoil.
Right
this
now.
Invincible joy right now, this invincible joy, this overcoming joy, this joy with authority is supposed to rest on us. Here, when I saw this, it really transformed things for me. God says the nations rage and he has set his king in place. We know who that is, Jesus, the Messiah. But it goes on to say this, the one enthroned in heaven laughs. The one enthroned in heaven, the nations rage, but God laughs. And it's not a callous mocking laugh. It is an overcoming, it is finished, glorious transformational laugh. We get to live underneath the laugh of God. Everything changes underneath the laugh of God. I don't know if you've ever thought about that before, but the nations rage, and God laughs. Even in the midst of everything that's happening, God is laughing over the plans of man.
Now, the supernatural power of joy works for nations and works for individuals.
Yes.
Give me some examples.
Yeah. It's very, very available for us as individuals. I remember praying over a group of people in a night of worship, an encounter that was very powerful. God was moving. And as I began to pray for people, joy was being released in a profound way. It was really wonderful. People were laid out laughing. People were receiving joy. People were receiving encounter with Jesus. And one lady, God instructed me to put hands on her and just probably laid hands on her for 20 minutes and release the power of joy. She was overtaken with the power of joy. She wrote to us and said that clinical depression that had been in her life for 3 years was broken that night and had not returned. She was set free from clinical depression by sitting under the atmosphere of heaven and the atmosphere of joy.
Well, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to go back to the piano and release over those watching us on television and our studio audience the supernatural, surprising power of joy. But it's not going to help you one bit unless you know that you know that you know Jesus as your Messiah and Lord. I want you to say this prayer out loud with me. Dear God, repeat after me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. And I'm so sorry.
I believe
the blood of Jesus
washes away all of my sins.
And I am clean.
And now that I'm clean,
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
I make you my Lord and Savior.
I love you, Lord. Amen. Roland, I would love you to lead us in the atmosphere of joy and release.
Places of your joy and your goodness. Thank you, God.